Behind the Clutha vaults on the Victoria Bar is the Brigate.
Built in 1873 as a fish market for Glasgow. Like all Glasgow utility buildings, such as the cattle market in Gallowgate, Partick sewage pumping station, the hydraulic station that once stood in High Street, all of these buildings are designed with high architectural values when they could simply be sheds.
Cross over the road when it's safe to do so and we'll cross Victoria Bridge that connects the Gorbals to Stockwell Street, which leads up into town and the Merchant City.
All you need to sell fish is something you can hose down and that has a roof. However, Glasgow produces what an architect would describe as an Italianate watergate, facing onto the river just as it might in Venice, with colossal heads of Neptune, the Glasgow coat of arms, two portrait medallions of Queen Victoria, and a double triumphal arch. All the architectural details that add up to very impressive building, which nevertheless was solely concerned with selling fish and game. When the markets in the central Glasgow all moved out to Blocairn to be handy for the motorway, this building became surplus to requirements. However, such an important building, it was refurbished in 1980 as the Brigate, and then again in 2010 as artist studios and corporate offices for the charity WASPS, and that's Workshops and Artist Studios Provision Scotland Limited. Embedded within the building is the steeple of the former Merchants Hall, which stood in Brigate from 1665.
We spoke to Stephen Mullen in the doorway to the Brigate and asked him about the Empire Cafe inside, which we recommend visiting.
We're in the Brigate at the moment. This is the space, you know, so it's really a discussion about, you know, Scotland's historic role with North Atlantic slavery. And, you know, what's interesting for me, it's a really, you know, eclectic mix of people. You know, there's a number of disciplines. There's artists, there's historians, you know, there's authors, there's a number of different intellectuals all in the one space and coming together. Food as well is an important part of it. You know, the one way they're stepping out to look at the, you know, the sugar, the tobacco, the cotton, you know, as well as the produce, you know, so that's another way of looking at Scotland's role in slavery. But for me, I'm interested in the Caribbean side. You know, I'm interested in how Scots were involved in the West Indies. The money that was made, the impact in Glasgow, you know, the buildings, the landed estates, you know, where did this money go, how much was made. But Empire Cafe is a really good way of doing it, you know, because it's taking, you know, everybody's interested in reading history books or historical journals or, you know, academic texts, so it's a really great way to get in a conversation with the Glasgow public. You know, it's making this history alive. You know, it's really into this public discussion. You know, this just bringing slavery, Scotland and Caribbean slavery, into this national conversation.
We've walked under a railway bridge on Glasgow's urban railway network, which is the most extensive metropolitan railway in the UK outside of London.
Over to the right-hand side, we can see a building which was originally known as the College of Nautical Studies. It's now part of City of Glasgow College, but it still has the functions of training people for the Navy and has a whole variety of dedicated spaces, including a planetarium, because it's still essential to know how to navigate by the stars, and also a simulator that allows people to drive, as it were, up and down the Clyde with the appropriate views out of the windows and allows themselves to navigate safely and avoid the various hazards there are in navigating the River Clyde.